Greetings from the past, even though you're listening to it right now. But it's not right now, because I'm talking right now. And your right now is not my right now. Think about that. Did it blow your mind? Did it just turn your brain into shit, and now it's dribbling out your ears? Well, you better grab a saucepan to scoop that stuff up. Stick that brain shit back in your dome. Because that's how recordings work, dum-dum. Get over it. This is the But What Do I Know podcast.
I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of. Doody 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 doody. What the hell do I know?
Well, I had a lot of false starts there trying to get this thing going today. I don't know what it is, but my brain is just not fucking working. Trying to shake off a interesting story experience the other night. So I go in, right? I had to go buy some toilet paper, all right? And the checkout lady, she looks at me because it's 11 o'clock at night. And she's looking at me because she knows that, like, I 100% have to shit right now. Because no one goes to the store at 11 o'clock at night for toilet paper unless they have to shit right now. So then, like, I tried to throw some other stuff on there just to, I don't know, like, throw her off the trail maybe. And here's some carrots, fantasy football magazine. She's like, no, this is, you're just gonna take a shit and eat carrots while you read your fantasy football magazine. That's all you're gonna do. And so that was odd. But that's what happens when your roommate steals your toilet paper, your last little roll of toilet paper. I guess I should just be thankful that that's all I have to deal with. That's like, that's the one thing in my life that happens that is like, oh shit, I gotta worry about that. Because I'm not running around, I don't know, Russia, whatever weird shit they do there. You say anything bad about President Putin and they throw you off a building or something. They do like that mafia, the cement shoes thing, but they just they just dunk your head in it. Like why, if you're going to go through all the trouble of like putting cement shoes on somebody and then you throw them in the ocean, like just dunk their head in the shit and be done with it. Like, that's got to be worse, right? Just everything, like all your holes, just fill all your holes with cement and then kill a guy that way. You would be the baddest bunch of like mob dudes. Nobody would fuck with you because you're the guys that fill everybody's holes with cement. And if you just want to send a warning, just get their pee hole. Fill their pee hole up with cement. That'll learn them. Nobody's going to fuck with you. That's your first strike. Second strike, your butthole. Fill your butthole up with cement. Odds are there's not going to be a third strike. Third strike, that cement helmet. And then, you get thrown off a bridge or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, let's do an ad real quick for our sponsors. This one is Only Dudes. Are you tired of your wife or girlfriend nagging you all the time? Well, look no further than OnlyDudes.com, where you can find other dudes and only dudes that can get together and talk about sports, grilling, or those naggy, naggy ladies in your lives. At OnlyDudes.com, they pride themselves in their ability to reach around and give you a hand when it comes to finding some dudes that you can trust to bring a good time when you're looking to fill up your man cave. Want to invite your new friends over for a rousing game of cornhole but don't want your wife or girlfriend to complain about it? Well, at OnlyDudes.com, they have a strict backdoor policy, meaning their dudes only come in your back door so your wife or girlfriend never have to find out. Don't start your next boys' night half-cocked. Visit www.onlydudes.com today and use the promo code BROMOCODE to receive $10 off any flat-billed hat. That's any flat-billed hat. Remember, It's onlydudes.com. Onlydudes.com. Okay, now that we got the business stuff out of the way, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. And the nitty-gritty is, I don't know what the fuck to talk about this week. Had some shows, had some good shows going into San Luis again this weekend. Hopefully get something going on out there again. And should be fun. But we'll fucking see. But anyway, podcast is coming along. I appreciate those of you that have been tuning in. It seems like we're getting kind of a substantial amount. And I know that it seems like every week I come on here and I talk about like how the podcast is doing. And some of you are probably thinking like, hey, is that the podcast? Does he just come on and talk about who's listening to his podcast? And you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I have no idea. But I know that when somebody in Kenya downloads this thing and listens to my dumb voice for 20 or 30 minutes, like, that's kind of a big deal for me. And, you know, I want to talk about it. I want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to you about it, sexy. Just sexy ass talking about my podcast. That's right. Open mic in Timbler in Bakersfield, California. That thing is crushing the last few weeks. So anybody that's listening that was at one of those shows, thanks. Keep on coming out. That's great because, I mean, that thing's an open mic, but it feels like a book gig with all the people there and, you know, the not getting paid part, right? So, like, exactly like a book gig. And if we can get people out to Rocket Shop again, that would be great. So anybody in the area, any comics in the Central Valley, come out on Thursdays. Come out to the Rockety Shoppity, where you know, get a good chunk of stage time in front of a pretty decent audience. That place, you know, sometimes we get a good crowd, sometimes we don't, which is why I'm bringing it up, because I would like more people to come out to that. So that we would have two or three really awesome comedy shows going on during the week. And the Green Room, too. I'm not going to turn this into a whole fucking thing. But maybe we'll talk about the Green Room next week. But those are the two. Thanks to anybody that is listening that's been coming out to any of those shows. I'm going to be on August 4th at the Green Room in Bakersfield, California. And should be a good show. We're going to have some dudes coming in from out of town. We're going to have some locals. We're going to have a mixy. And anybody see Spider-Man this weekend? Oh, shit. Dude, that movie was fucking awesome. That movie, but the only reason I saw it, because usually I just wait till these things come out on video or Netflix, since all the Marvel shit's coming out on Netflix. It's like, I'll just wait. But I wanted to go see that one. The reason I wanted to go see that one was because I watched Alien Covenant, and holy shit, what a piece of shit that fucking turned out to be. My God. Summer blockbuster, more like bummer flop dumpster, am I right? So this might get spoilery. I feel like anybody that gave a shit about Alien Covenant has already seen Alien Covenant, but just in case this is your warning, Darby spoilers ahead. So, yeah, plug ears, shut it off. I don't know what to tell you. Probably just keep listening, because it's not a very good movie. And, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not worth. Here's the thing about the spoilers in this movie, is that they're so fucking dumb and predictable that they're not even spoiled. Like, as you're watching the movie, like 30 minutes into the movie, you're like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen. Because it does nothing to hide the fact that it thinks you're an idiot. Like, the movie literally the whole time is just going, hey, you're dumb. Let's baby want to be spoon-fed some plot lines. You want to be spoon-fed some plot lines? Oh, here you go. That's how it tra- and then, but it's so bizarre, because it'll like throw in like these Miltonian like devil analogies, and then there's just like crazy like classical music references. And we're playing in G sharp and F minor, and like there's a flute scene with two robots, and it's bizarre, just bizarre to watch. But the first 30 minutes is like awesome, like it's just dudes in space, and like for the first 30 minutes, I was like, I don't know why everybody's shitting on this movie. It's pretty good so far. Everything makes sense. I'm liking what's going on, and like James Franco's in it. Spoiler alert again. James Franco's in it technically, I guess, but only to be burned to death. And I thought that was cool. Like there's almost like a, like there's a little movie within a movie. Like he does, there's a little like a, I don't know, like an iPhone video, or I don't know if they have iPhones in space, but you know, whatever the fuck it was, he's like on a little video. And then it's that, and then there's him being burned to death. Other than that, there's nothing. I didn't know how seriously I could take a alien movie with him in it or Danny McBride. And with the two of them, it's just like, nah, there's no fucking way. So they killed him off, and then Danny McBride did a good job. All the actors really did a great job. The biggest fucking shibbity-boo is with just the writing. It's just so awful. Like, there's just these highfalutin concepts of, you know, like, humanity and our place in the earth and what is evil. And do machines dream of electric sleep or whatever the fuck? Like, oh, do you feel, you know, like, one robot can tell jokes and the other one can't because he wasn't programmed to. And it was just fucking weird. It was weird. And they, so there's all this high concept shit, but then, you know, like the actual plot is just fucking dumb. Like there's a scene where people die fucking. Like if that, like in the shower, they die in the shower while they're fucking in the shower and the alien gets them. And it's like, dude, did you seriously just turn this into a B movie? Because I think you did. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. You got two people fucking in a shower and then they're killed by a monster? Hey, guess what? You're a B-movie. You're a fucking B-movie is what you are. Don't come at me with all this waxing philosophic. You had dudes fucking. They got killed in a shower. You're a B-movie. A B-movie. I'm bouncing all over the place here, but there's a part at the end that like really pissed me off because it's, you got the two robots. Both robots are played by Michael Fassbender. And I really want the other robot to have survived this encounter. And I just want eventually all of the characters to just be Michael Fassbender. That is what I want. I want him to just kill the evil Michael Fassbender, kill all the people, make all the other Michael Fassbenders bad Michael Fassbenders, like reprogramming or something. I mean, they're robots, right? And then just, he does like a fucking Nutty Professor, Eddie Murphy, or Richard Pryor, when he did that the first time, fucking one of those movies where it's just Michael Fassbender sitting around the table talking to himself. Because even in this one, like this is all it is. It's like the movie is two parts like 80s movie tropes, one part fucking just obnoxious philosophical musings. And then it's like 19 parts Michael Fassbender talking to himself. Okay? Because he's got one robot that's him, and then the other robot's him. And then like one guy's like, oh, hello, I'm Michael Fassbender. And then the other robot's like, hey, pilgrim, I'm Michael Fassbender. Like he's just got this ridiculous, like what? It's exactly like what an alien robot would think people in Texas sounding like if he only ever watched like fucking Hey Dude or some shit, or Bonanza or something. I don't know. So if Michael Fassbender did do like that Nutty Professor thing, I would hope the trailer would go something like this. In this year's Bummer Flop Dumpster, the universe will never be the same, as Michael Fassbender is Walter the Robot, and Michael Fassbender is Dave the Robot with Michael Fassbender as Ellen Ripley. But also, Michael Fassbender as all the aliens and also the Predator. With Michael Fassbender as Adrian Brody in Alien vs. Predator vs. Robots played by Michael Fassbender vs. Ellen Ripley and Adrian Brody. Coming to theaters soon. So, it was kind of odd. But it was, I mean, like, it made sense, though. Like, I'm not knocking the old, I'm not knocking old Fassbendy. I think he did a great job. But it was just like that clash of accents coming out of the same face was a little bit incongruent. But anyway, so the good Michael Fassbender and the bad Michael Fassbender fight each other. And somehow as he's walking out, like nobody thinks to go like, hey, are you the good Michael Fassbender or are you the bad Michael Fassbender? Because you both look the same and you were both fighting and nobody really saw what happened. And before I let you on the getaway ship where you can just sick your weird little alien babies on us, yeah, I just want you to clear that up. And nobody did that. And you give me the, oh, they were panicking. Oh, they were panicking. Like, come on. Dude, these characters are so impossibly dumb in this movie. It's just, it blows my fucking mind. Like, there's one dude, like, the guy in charge of the whole thing, like, the captain after James Franco dies, the next guy in charge, literally, the bad Michael Fassbender tricks him into, he kills him by tricking him into just putting his face over an alien egg. Like, they're just in this room full of these pulsating monster eggs, and he's just like, hey, you want to... want to check this out? And the guy's like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, nah, come on, man. It's cool. And he goes, okay. And then fucking wham, gets a face hugger on his face. And then wham, gets the chest burster out of his chest. And here's how that scene should have played out with when the captain goes in and gets the tricked into kissing a face hugger. They're waiting for you, Captain Orum. Just look inside.
What? No.
Why not?
Because you're clearly the bad guy here.
No, I'm not. What makes you say that?
Well, you got a room full of unhatched monster eggs. And you're the only one here with an English accent. Also... I saw you talking to the big-headed mouth monster like it's your pet. I'm pretty sure you think you're its mama. No, you know what? Fuck this. I can't... Jesus Christ. Do you believe that guy? He actually thought I was just gonna put my face down next to an unhatched monster egg. Dude, I would have to be a real dumb asshole to... Hold on, I need a flamethrower. Somebody bring me a flamethrower. Hurry! I'm in a room full of unhatched monster eggs. Jesus Christ. Flamethrower! Alright, guys, seriously. New rule. From now on, whenever we go into space, we bring a flamethrower. Finally, thank you. There we go. Get a little bit, yeah, you get some of that. Get a little bit of that. I'll give you a little more over here, yep. All right. There we go, end of movie, let's go home. How inefficient of a breeding program is that? Like, as an organism, you've got to have the thing that lays the eggs, then the eggs hatch, then the thing pops out of the egg. And that thing that pops out of the egg, that thing's whole purpose is to just get on somebody's face and put another egg in that person's face that goes down to their chest. And then, only then, does the thing, the scary monster, pop out of their chest. And then it's just bigger every 5 seconds, which was hilarious. Because there's a part where the spiky monkey things, like,
pop out the dude's back, and they're attacking everybody else, and they'll run in and they'll just like scratch them, and then they'll dart off, and you won't see them for a few seconds, and then they come back bigger, and they just keep doing that. They just, and then they run off, they'll kill somebody, run off, and then just come back bigger, and then eventually they're, you know, they're like full grown, and that's when old Fassbendy, he makes him their, he's makes lets him know he's their mama. And this is just how I imagine when the ship explodes. This is how I would have reacted had I been Captain Aurum.
Oh my god! The ship just exploded? Oh, coming here was such a bad idea. Oh my god!
To let me be in charge. That person should be dead!
There's the guy that burned to death in the cryosleep chamber? Oh. Oh, it was an unfortunate time for hyperbole. By the way, cryo means cold. Did we ever figure out whose decision it was to make the inside of those things so super flammable?
What?
No one should have ever let me be in charge. I am so unfit to lead anything. Every decision I make just results in tragedy and death. What? Okay, yeah, sure, I'll look inside your monster egg.
Yeah, this one's spoiler heavy, but I, like I said, I don't feel like anybody that was that gives a shit about that movie. Like, if you gave a shit, you've seen it already. So, other than that, this is just shooting the shit here. So, thanks for listening. I appreciate you tuning in, sticking it out. If you like what you heard, do me a favor. Click the little like button if you haven't already. Follow the podcast, and then either on iTunes or we're on Google Plus now. Follow the podcast there, and then you get the updates. You get them right as they come out, right delivered to your phone or something, to your computer or whatever. You know, give me a ranking on iTunes. Leave a comment if you would be so kind as to. Take that bit of time out of your day. Now, I've heard of people that, you know, if you leave them a 5-star rating, they will read it online. Or they'll read it on their podcast. And I can do that. You give me a 5-star rating, I can do that. Type a little note in there, and I'll read it. And in fact, I'll do you one better. I'll even read the 1-star ratings. You leave me a 1-star rating, I'll read that too. Okay? No 3-star ratings. 3-star ratings, that's for fence-sitting little bitches. Okay? 5-star, 1-star, those get read. 3 stars, fuck you. 2-star, 4 stars, all right, I get it. You're not straddled on the fence, but you know, you're not ready to commit to a 5-star, but you don't hate me enough to do a 1-star either. I respect that. That's fine. It's those fence-sitting 3 stars that I don't like. So just to reiterate, give me a 5-star rating. I will read whatever you say online. 1-star rating, I will read that too. Provided that it's not like, you know, an excerpt from the Mein Kampf or, you know, just some like homophobic rant or whatever. You leave that shit to me, okay? You let me handle the offending of the peoples, all right? You keep your weird little comments, your little propaganda bullshit to yourself, okay? Think that shit. There's, you know, go to the Breitbart comments. Go just comment on a Breitbart or a Fox News article. And then you can wallow in with all the other shit pigs, okay? Don't do any weird shit here. But if you've got a you got something to say, you know, provided it isn't of that ilk that I listed previously, yeah, I'll read it out loud on the podcast, and then that'll give me a way to kill some more time. And I think that's it. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe, give me a little subscribesies, all right? Thank you, dum-dums, and we'll see you next week.
I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of. Doody 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 doody. What the hell do I know?
But What Do I Know podcast is filmed in front of a live studio audience.